we are in Simen Lamed Beis Sif Yud Ches. Before we go further, David Kayan asked a kasha yesterday, and perhaps I'd like to say a teret to the kasha. The Mishnah Berura brings down a redach. The redach is speaking about that a person started writing a beis. He started writing, this is the beis that he was writing. And now, when he started writing the beis, a blotch of ink went into this chelik of the beis. And then he erased the blotch, that's over here, and he finished the beis. So the machlokes, the redach, and the beis Yosef in the Ramah. The redach says that since this chelik of the ois was puzzle, became puzzle because of the blotch of the ink. So by erasing this blotch, we are not, this is called chokteiches, this chelik became puzzle through the blotch. By erasing the blotch, that's called chokteiches. So it's not sufficient to finish the ois, because the top chelik of the beis, as we have in this picture, was puzzle and was only rectified through chokteiches, to erasing the blotch. That's what the redach said. And the others held that the halacha of chokteiches was said that by the gemar of the ois, when the ois, the gemar of the ois has to be through ksiva. So that means if I have a finished ois, and then I erase the blotch, so then that's called chotoiches, because the gemar of the ois, the kashrus of the ois, came through erasing the blotch. But over here, first I erased the blotch, and then I made a beis. I was gomer the beis, so the gemar of the ois was through ksive, so there's no psul of chokteiches. That is what the redach says. So the kasha was asked, we had a previous halacha, that let's say a person made a beis, here we have in the per halacha, number two, a person made a beis, and then it became a blotch in the middle of the beis. So the tikkun is that he erases the bottom chelik of the beis, and so it seems that the kashrus of the beis is not through chokteiches, and then he can finish. Then he can finish the beis. So the question was wonderful. This chelik was, the bottom chelik of the beis was fixed with ksive, but the top chelik of the beis, which was also puzzle, and that was the case of the redach. The redach says if the top chelik became puzzle, so it will not help that you erased the blotch. That was the kasha that was raised yesterday. But I think the teretz is as follows. We're speaking about, let's speak about the case, let's say a person made a beis, and then a blotch fell into the beis. The minute the blotch falls into the beis, so the beis is puzzle. The beis is puzzle. Puzzle of beis because of the blotch, we cannot recognize that this is a beis. So the beis is puzzle. We have a puzzle of beis. The blotch fell here, but now the beis is puzzle. It's not a beis. It doesn't look like a beis. It's not a beis.
It's touching the corner?
It's not, even it's not touching anything. It's
a little spot.
Not a little one. It's a big one. It's a big one. It's irrelevant, but this blotch makes that you can't see it's the base.
You should have a hole.
a hole or something? Because with a hole, you still see the tzuras ha'ois. A blotch, you don't know what ois is this.
Big enough blotch, you can't make out.
Yeah, you can't make that. It's such a big blotch, you can't tell. Yeah, so you don't know that it's an ois. So what happened? So this blotch caused that the whole ois is possible. The whole ois is a possible ois. When I erased the blotch, so I made it kosher. I made it kosher through erasing. That's chok teiches. That's no good. Fine. But it's still possible. By erasing the blotch, it's possible. So what do I do? I make the ois. That means. So now I erase, let's say, the bottom yerech of the base. So now this is not a base anymore. So the posel or ois, the base psula is non-existent anymore because there's no base here anymore. Fine. So memela. So now, so I don't have a base over here. I need it. So I'll go and write a base. So now, if I write a base, I took care. That means I had a posel or ois. I erased the ois. Don't to erase the complete ois. We'll have. The ois was written bekashlis. It became posel through the blotch. So now I took out the blotch, but it won't become kosher by taking out the blotch. So what I have to do, so the ois became posel, and it can't become kosher through mechik by taking out the blotch. So I have to write over the ois. You don't have, so as long as I took away the ois, which was here before, that means before there was a base, now there's no base anymore. So Mamela, so there's no base. So now I'm writing a base. This is another muskim according to everyone. In the case of the Radach, this was the case of the Radach. In the case of the Radach, I started writing a base. Now, but then I stopped, and then a blotch came in. So what became possible now? Now this thing, the top thing, became possible. That means if I had written a complete ois, and then the blotch comes in, so the psul is on the ois. So the minute I take away the blotch and make it not that ois, I erase the ois, so it's kosher. Over here, there was no ois to begin with. It was just the beginning of an ois, the top of an ois. And that this became possible. So the Radach says, so you have to kasha this. It's not sufficient to continue writing because this top of the ois, the blotch came when there was only a top of an ois, and the top of the ois became possible. So you have to be misak in the top of the ois. The Beis Yosef and the Gemara holds, you don't look at the beginning of the ois. You don't say, as long as the ois ended the kashris, that's sufficient. The Radach holds, no, since I had stopped writing over here before the blotch came, so I consider this as an entity, and this entity became possible. So by erasing the blotch, I will not kasher this entity. That, I think, is the difference. Here there was a psul in the chelik of the ois. Here there was a psul in the whole ois. Whatever became possible, you have to rectify.
Here, but with all due respect to the Radach, we also learn that there's no share to how thick the chelik can be. Now, it can be thick, thin, so all it is a thick top.
But the Radach holds, but this was written already, and this became possible. So I can't fix this by erasing the blotch. This became possible. And the other soul, there's not a this yet. I didn't finish the ice. So as long as it's nigma b'ksiv, it's good. So they hold you can erase it. But the Radach hold, no, that since this was written, I stopped writing and the blotch came in, this became possible. So I have to fix this. But you know what I'll do? I'll erase here a base. I'll erase half of it, so it's not a base. Whatever became possible, I have to rectify it with ksivin. That, I think, is, I think this is the test.
The Jew of ink, who sets fire to 3 holes of ink.
Yeah, you have to tell me the case.
If I'm writing right over here, and I took an ink, and I haven't brushed the whole roll, I'm not going to clean it.
What I'm going to do is the whole page is passing.
Covered all the ices?
Two, three,
yeah, three ices. It's covered
four,
it.
One roll.
No, you're talking about filling, or what are you talking about?
Sefer
Tayzah, that's Kabbalistic. So then you go, so whatever became possible, you'll make it ice, and then you come out and you'll erase the blood.
But there is ice below it, is what he said. He said, here you are, almost at the end of the thing, and now you've got a blotch at the top of the correct.
So if I say if it's there, there's no problem. If it's still in the mezuzahs, you have a big problem. Then you have a big problem. But if I say if it's, yeah, I mean, you can't fix it. Nothing you can do about it. I tell you, you can do this out enough. No. I say that has to be written kesidrum. By Tumah Mezuzah, the previous ice has to be written before the second ice. And if I erased it, so now it was written after the second ice, the previous. So it's possible. By Tumah, and you need kesidrum. It has to be written kesidrum. That's right. Yeah. There's no such thing. You can fix it. Whatever needs to be erased, you can fix it, and it's Shalom HaSoil. It has to be one class. No, you have to make this top. You can't use this whole top because this whole top became scratch half of it off. Make an ice top. That means this top, you can't say, well, it's kosher now because I erased the blotch. He says, no. This top became posel because of the blotch. That's right. So there you make it ice, complete ice. So here you make ice top. Well, you'll make half of the top. Okay. Yes, great for the cash. Okay. Now let's go. Sif Yud Ches. Sif Yud Ches. No. Yud Ches. Yud Ches. Up to Yud Ches. Yeah, 1 second. Yud Ches. Yud Ches. 1 second. Up to Mem. Mem, okay. Mem Psucha, let's just see the picture before. Here's a picture, I know what we're talking about. Let's say, this is a proper mem. This is a mem, and maybe it's not so proper over here because it's not a chesalim. About kaponim, but it has to be closed on the top and open on the bottom. So now, if I have, what happens if it got closed by the bottom? It got closed by the bottom also. So this is, the psucha means is a space, let us just explain. The amem is made out of two oisiyas. It's called a nun kfufe. That means, till over here, there's a nun kfufe. That's what this is called. They call it a nun kfufe. And then there's a vav, and the vav sticks out, comes after the nun kfufe. But this vav should not touch the should not be connected to the bottom of the nun kfufe. If it's connected to the bottom of the nun kfufe, like in this case, so it becomes a mem stuma. It becomes a mem stuma. That's the difference. That's the chilik between a mem stuma and a mem kfufa. A mem stuma means that that it's completely sosum. It's not open. This is a samach mesam. Okay, whatever it is. So let's see here. We're talking about kosher issues. Here's a mem psucha and here's a mem stuma. And here's the mail. Okay, this is close. That's the problem. But I'll come. That's above. This is above. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. This is an endomem. This is an endomem, and between the vav and the bottom of the nun stumma, there should be a space, and that's called psucho. It's open between the nun kfufe and the vav, and if it's touching, it's called a mem stumma, and a mem stumma can only be written b'soif ha'ois, not b'emtza ha'ois. That is the halacha. Okay, now let us see the Mechaba and the Mishnah Berura. Mem psucha. He had a mem psucha. So he had a right in mem psucha. She nidvak psichosa. That means the place where it should be open, it should not be touching, it got connected. Venistamo. And now it's a mem stume. Ein moyel ligrer hadevek, it will not help to scratch away the place where they're attached together. Ula poischa, and now I'll make it a mem psucha, mishum, that means, so the ois was posel, and I kashed it not through ksive, no, through chakike. I made it psucha through geire. So that's the ois has to be mesuken through ksive, not through geire. Yeah. Ein moyer ligrach hadavik ula poischa mishum dahavi kechok teiches. This is chok teiches. Uma takanto. So what can he do now to fix it? She yigrer kol hachartayim. So this chelik should be, now let's look over here. That here, we had a mem stuma. We had this mem stuma over here. She yigrer kol hachartayim. So this vav, which is called the chartem, he should erase completely. Because this vav was written by psul. Now we have to, this will be one of the yesodis which we will be learning. A mem stume is really, a mem psucha is really two oisies. There's an ois of a nun kfufa, and there's a vav. That's the two oisies. So now, when I wrote the nun kfufe, was there anything wrong with this? Was there anything wrong with this? Nothing wrong with it. It was beautiful. Fine. It wasn't written bipsul. It wasn't written bipsul. It was in the kash. It was fine. Now, when I wrote the vav, so I wrote the vav bipsul because the vav is touching the nun kfufe. So the vav was written bipsul. This is not bipsul. Now we're speaking about a blotch. So we're talking about a blotch. The dais was written bekashkas, and now it became possible. In this case, the vav was written bipsul. I wrote a vav that's touching the nun kfufe, and this vav was written bipsul because the was written bipsul. So now, what do I have to do? I have to erase the whole vav. I have to erase the whole vav was written bipsul, and then I'll make a new vav. So that's what we do over here. So I'll make a new vav. Make a new vav. So al kapani by taking away it passes the nun kfufa also, but I fixed that also because the minute I erased the vav, so this is not the ois that it was before also. That means I need a mem. So this wasn't a mem. I mean, by erasing this, so it seems this is a tikkun. This is a tikkun, and I just have to erase this. Now, perhaps over here, will have the problem with the Radach. Maybe over here we'll have the problem.
You have to make.
So just one second. There's a big halacha. Just one second. Vidas haredach gam b'ze yesh lahachmer. Okay. Let's. Al kaponim. Here it says that. Let's just see the mechaba. Mem psucha. She nidvak psichosa. V'nistemo. Ve'ein moyo ligrer hadvak ulepoischo. Mishim David kechok toiches. Oma takanto. She yigrer kol hachartoim. V'tishoer pitzugas nun kufa. So now, by erasing the chartoim, so now it doesn't have so here's a tzuras of a nun kufa. V'achakach yichtoif masha gora. Then he should write over the vote. Let us see the Mishnah Berura. V'nistemo. This mem psucha became sosum. V'havi kemem sosum. Now it's a mem sosum. Shemekoimoi. Now a mem sosum, an end of mem, is rak v'soif hatevo. This is b'soif hatevo. V'loi be'em tzo'uso. You cannot write an end of mem in the middle of a noise. You can't write an end of mem in the middle of a noise. It has to be in the end of a noise. One second. The chain called oisius menatzpech, all the end of oisius akfulim, ba'ala beis koisiv es arishainais betchilos ateide, but you write ois, not an end of ois betchilos ateide, Now he has a very good marshal what we're saying now. Look at this. This is Nafshecha. So this is Gevaldik. I have a nun afei in the endachov Gevaldik. He says, what if I'm going to do fakert? I'm going to make an end of nun in the beginning, an end of fay afterwards, and a chav kfufa at the end of the words. Now, what did I do now? I was mahapach ben hapachu. I put the end oisius in the beginning, and the beginning oisius at the end. This is napshecha. So he says, it's possible. That means the end of chav belongs at the end, And the other issues belong at the beginning. So that's what he's saying over here. So that means he's saying that I have a problem now, that I have a mem suma. That means someone should not have a bright idea and say, well, it's a mem. I need a mem, so there's a mem here. No, it should be at the end. It's at the beginning. Mali hocha, mali hocha, motzachilik. It's here. So he says, no. And then the mem belongs at the end, and the posh, mem sucha belongs in the beginning. Fine. B'chein kol oishis menaspech hakfulim ba'alabes toisabes rishenis betulas atevi b'em tzisa v'achenis v'soifim shin apostle. Ula poischo. So memele, now he wants to, so he can't scratch away the symbol of poischo. B'hu adim, Shal oisiyos shenis kalkul tamunosam be'esakside. Other oisiyos that the tzure came be'esakside yachakach v'yedei hagreire yamdu al tamunosam kegoy dalit shehimshich ragloi v'doyme lechof pshute b'chol ki hai governor. Now let us explain this halacha. There's a dalet in an endachof. This is a dalet, and this is an endachof. Now, how do we know, when we'll look at the ois, how do we know, we'll be smart if we figure out where it was written. Well, let's not be so smart. When does it become a dalet, and when is it an endachof? So there are guidelines. An endachof is that the regel is double the gag of the dalet. That means this has to be double the size of this. Then it's called an endachof. If it's not double, that means, let's say, it's the same size, double in length. So if it's double in length, that's called an endachof. That's called, here's a long regel. If it is not double, it's more or less the same size, then it's a dalet. So now, what is it? Now we'll understand the problem and how we correct the problem. So he says like this. Budin sha'roishish in his kalkul t'munosom ve'isak siva yachakach v'idei ha'greire yamdu al t'munosom k'goin dalet. I have a dalet. Shehimshich ragloi, he made a long regal to the dalet. V'doyme l'chof pshuto, that means so the regal of this dalet is double the size of the gag of the dalet. V'chol ki'ai gavne, so someone taps the seif on the shoulder, you know, your regal is too long, it looks like an endachof. Oh, no problem, he'll erase it, he'll make a shorter regal. So chas v'sholem, a mayulem gereira, so gereira will not help, kibin chen ho'isa ma'isa begufa ho'isa nisha. Elo yimchik ragloi, so he has to go and erase the regal. Yes, he erased the regal. Let's go over here. He needed a dalet. He made it an endachof. That's the case over here. So he can't go and shorten the regal of the endachof and make it a dalet. That's chokteiches. This is a posele regal for a dalet. So he erases the regal. He erases the regal. And then he goes and makes a new regal. That's what he should do. Yeah. Yekim shenes mais gevois and ishal yimchak ragle echnal besivkotten sambeches vachekach yisak nena. Vuhu adin, he says, it is another eite, the mahani beze im himshich gagoi shel hois l'roch bo at shenira l'keil shuhu dalet. Now, we said like this, we have guidelines. When is it called an endachof? It's called an endachof if the regel is double the gag. Then it's called an endachof. So now over here, let's say this, he made this an endachof. So he's going to go and extend the gag. He's going to send the gag of the dalet. He's going to extend it. So now if they have a long gag, so now this, now it's, so through ksive, I made it into a dalet. Through ksive, I made it into a dalet because the problem was before that this was double the size of the gag. So it looked like an endachof. So if I'll extend the gag, so now it's not double the size, now it looks like a dalet. So if I do this, if I extend the gag of the dalet, lemaise, so this, the ois became fixed to ksive. The ois became fixed to ksive, so that's gewaldig. So then you don't have to erase the regel. That's what he's saying over here. Let's go, yeah. Vuhu adil de mahani b'zeim himshich gagay shel ois l'rochbo. He extended the gag of the dalet, as nira l'chol shel dalet. Aval la'el, because of hey b'mokim dalid. Well, what happens? Before we learned, he had written the hay. He needed a dalid, and he had written the hay. The kasav nisham, the tzarich kamke limchek regal ha-dalid, a gagay, mulvad regal ha-hay. There he has to, the dalid of the hay became possible because he had made it a hay. So then he has to erase the gag of the Dalit or the regal of the Dalit. And Hani ate the zoo that'll extend the gag of the Dalit. I'm sure his gag had Dalit. Rebbe Lavoch Yitzhavasi Olof. Lekach le'mikri zeshem tikkun. He says, over there, it looks like a Dalit already. So memele, so why do you need to make it longer? You're not accomplishing anything. By us, before you extended the gag, looked like an endechov, because the gag was smaller than the regal. So you extend the gag. Now it's going to look like a dalit. Ayin gimel. So this goes on. So that if we have that the vov, the chartim of the mem is touching the nun kvufe, you cannot erase it. Tahavi kechok kreches. So it's called Chok Teiches. Zokta Mishamru, the Begufa Ois, Ein Ois Shumaisen. He's not doing anything for the Gufa Ois. Ela Geira Hastima. He's Geira Hastima. So that's no good. So that's a cloud. You cannot make an Ois to Geira. V'hu Adin, Im Tor V'kosa Ches, B'mokim Beis Zayne. Now, this is a very good case. A person needed two zainin. Now, here's two zainin. That's what he needed. But he went and he made a chatoit reis over the two zainin. So now he made a ches. I mean, before there was two zainin, then he made a ches. So memele, by making it into a ches, he'll go and erase it now after Zainan. That will not help the situation because this is Chok Teiches. So we'll have to erase the two Zainim, the reglayim of the two Zainim. He'll just do like this. Each one became puzzle. And then he'll make two Zainim. That's what he says over here. No. The other Zainim also became puzzle. It's mamish two oises. Each one became possible because there was a chataitchus on top of it. A ches is
toz.
Zoz.
Where?
Zoz. It means he moved. Mezuzais. Also, I don't know if that's chosav. Mezuzais. You have two zainim. Yeah. Okay. אלו שצורך לגוברם עד שיבט למתמונוסה. וכן, another case, אם תור ואוסו חופשוטה למיילו כאין דלת. He made it like a dalet. That means it's the gag is shorter. The gag is very long. So now it looks like a dalet. Like this, a chop shooter has to be the regular double the gag. And he made a chop shooter that the talent is, the gag had talent is look. So he does have an approach to me, so look at my shoe, look at my shoe, look at my shoe, look at my shoe, ligre a tag vla say say gula. No, I'm sorry. This is another case. We have a chop shooter. Now, a chop shooter, halachically, the top of the chav should not be square. The top of the chav should be round. So he had a chapshuta like this. So he says, so if you're going to go and rub off the corner of the top of the end of chav, it's possible because it's chak teiches. So he says, but you could do another eitzah. Take some ink and add some ink and round off the top. If you'll round off the top. So this is through ksive it became a chav pshute, not through greir. What? With ksive zichagor. There's ksive zichagor. No, listen. But it's going to be kosher. It's going to be kosher. Yeah. So we that's how we voice him in Pesuk in my Shavua, the Kamon, Gam ken in my Ligre, Hatag, Lassay, Sagula, Dabba, Chokteiches, Elo, Yosef, Oleo, Dioi, Piyase, Agula. Venire, the Loi, Ma'akim, Shlai, Kesidra, Batik, and Zed, the Lafoch, it's a Rasa, Oleo. He says, but here, even though he found this after he had written more Oisiyas, but since Be'etzem, when you look at this, you can tell it's a endechof. So Memele, as long as it has a tzur of an endechof, that's called, it was written kesidrom, and since it was written kesidrom, so Memele, so there's no problem. If you'll fix it later by making it round through ksive, there won't be a problem of shaloi kesidrom.